gotten a chance to watch the tape, like you said, and what did you think of those two hits on Cam?
Well, you know, again, it's tough. It's tough for them to, you know, to judge things as they happen in full speed and from the angles and all that kind of stuff. But there's one of concern, and we'll send it and see what the league has to say, and we'll go from there. But other than that, you know, I thought they handled it very well. I thought there were, you know, a lot of things that they missed on both sides. A lot of things they got right on both sides. But that's the nature of the game, and it happens. So, like I said, just one of concern that we'll talk about and see if, you know, they agree or disagree. But for the most part, that's just the nature of the game.
Which one was
that? No, I'm going to go with that and leave it at that. I'll discuss it with the league.
Hey, Ron, on the Barron play, was he serving as a spy, did it look like?
Well, you know, it depends on what they were doing. He could have been spying the quarterback, or he could have been in man coverage. But it was an odd front, a bear front, bear look. Again, it was well-timed as far as him coming up the middle.
Cam, how's Cam feeling today after taking a couple of those?
He's fine.
As an old school guy, the guy you coached against Saturday, Sunday, the same thing. Is it amazing to you that we're every week talking about what could be, what shouldn't be called?
Yes, very much so.
When you were playing?
Very much so. No. Again, it's, you know, it's kind of the nature of it now. It's the awareness of it. Which is different. It's understandable, I guess, in light of a lot of things. I will say, you know, the nature of the game has changed. You know, the way we played it compared to the way it was played when we played. You know, hit and wrap was the style of tackling as opposed to, you know, coming in and delivering huge blows. That's the difference.
The biggest news during your era was the thing with Green Bay with McMahon. I mean, obviously that was egregious,
yeah,
but
that was. I mean, the guy, you know, picked him up and slammed him on his shoulder. Other than that, hits were hits.
You're saying back in your day, they more or less just basically tried to get him on the ground, and now people.
I think tackling was different.
The way it was taught.
Yeah, because we hit wrapped and, you know, we hit wrapped and drove your feet. You know, you squared him up. You know, you used your face mask, put your head to the side. You know, shoulder tackle, stuff like that. Today, when you watch guys, you see guys, you know, launching. You see guys, you know, basically trying to butt people off their feet, knock them off their feet. It's a little bit different from then. I mean, you go back and you look at, you know, tackling from the 80s and 90s. I think you'll see it's vastly different from tackling today.
Why do you think it's changed?
I don't know. You know, I mean, it might be partly because people are looking for the big hits, the big collisions, and so they can, you know, have it on highlight reels. Probably
intimidation, you think, or
that could be part of it too. You know, people want, you know, be known for big hitters. I mean, again, it's different. It's just a different, I don't know, era in terms of the way it's portrayed.
Our defenders, you think, Ron, will part of this evolution be that, you know, with the awareness, if you get a quarterback in the protocol,
I'm not going to speculate on why people do those things, and I'm not saying it's just on the quarterbacks. It's on receivers, it's on running backs. Anybody that's carrying the ball, you see those big kind of hits, as opposed to the different style of tackling.
With the Denver game of the Super Bowl, where they used the pressure to, some people say, the formula to beat or get Cam off his game. Do you think that's had something to do with what's happening this year? Have you seen a change?
No, it's throughout. Everybody's getting treated that way. You know, you play the game the way you map it out, the way you game plan against your opponent. And again, sometimes those game plans work and sometimes they don't. And you got to give them credit for their, you know, for the way they game planned it and it happened. I mean, you know, we played well enough in the second game, you know, the opener, that we had a chance to win. So, you know, you win that game and you're not talking about what this is or what that is. It's just a little different.
The fact you're having to send a few plays into the league, do you feel like that your conversation, the Cam's conversation last week, wasn't effective?
No, it's all the way through the league. It happens. I mean, refereeing is hard. It's not simple. What they do is difficult. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it's tough to see it. I mean, I get the benefit of slowing it down, looking at slow motion, as does the viewer, as do you guys. So it's hard. I mean, these guys are trying to get it right, and they're trying to do their job the best they can. And you know, it's the big time egregious ones that everybody should be worried about. Not the ones that are hard to see or tough to see, because you know that looks like football. You know, so
you wanted to wait to see it on film before you
just before I said anything to anybody. I just think that it's, you know, the game is played so fast now. The players are different from when I played too as well. So let's, you know, let's just understand it. These guys have a very difficult job. It's being made more difficult with high def, you know, with so many people with opinions. You know, it's not easy. It really isn't.
What's your understanding with how much intent has to do with whether a flag is thrown or not?
That's hard because now you're having somebody measure what it is. I mean, that's difficult. It's not easy. You don't know what a person's intent really is, do you? So, you know, it's a difficult job, and these guys do the best they can.
Any update at all on Michael Orr? Maybe you can get this week.
I haven't seen Michael yet. We'll see how he is. I mean, he had a good week last week. You guys saw him. He was here every day, working out every day. Again, it's just part of the protocol that he's working through.
I know yesterday was good enough, and you got the win. But won't you have to be better than that looking at your second half of your schedule? It's very difficult.
Well, it depends on Scott, how they're going to approach us. I mean, this was a very physical football game. This was a different type of football game than the one we played last week against Arizona. It's a different style of defense, different style of offense. And we were able to match them, and we were able to play a very physical football game with them, and very proud of the way our guys played. I thought it was the nature of this game called for it to be physical. So I thought we matched them pretty well. The week before was a little bit more of a, I don't want to say finesse, but a wide-open type of approach. They came out and spread formations, and we had to match those defensively. We were able to spread them out, and we were able to do, you know, match them offensively. This week was different. Everything was packed in. There was 8-9 guys in the box for both teams. And when that happens, it is a very physical game. And I thought our guys handled it nicely. And so
what I'm getting at more is, I mean, you're playing a bunch of teams that are 6-2 and 7-2 and so on. What do you know, for instance, about Kansas City?
Again, not fortunate enough to coach Randy. Got, you know, Sean and I both did, and I think we have a feel for the style of offense that he runs. And then on the inverse, looking at what they do defensively, they're 3-4 base. They blitz a lot, play a lot of man coverage. So we have a little bit of feel for who they are. And going forward, and looking what we've seen on tape so far, at least what I've seen on tape so far, you know, they've got some very good football players. You know, they do some really good things. So will this call for a different style of game? I believe so. And again, we'll have to match what they're trying to do on all phases. They have had a very good special teams, very good special teams coach. I think you know what they do is some really good stuff.
There's one thing you learned from Andy in your time with him. What would it be? Just narrowing it down to one.
Oh wow, there's a lot of things I learned from Andy. I don't know if I can narrow it down to one thing. Wear black. Yeah.
You got a lot of people doing that. Look at these two. Right?
No, I noticed that.
A couple of weeks ago, you said, pointed to what the Chiefs did last year, of course, and you mm-hmm. said for obvious reasons you weren't going to talk to Andy.
Right.
But has that been something you've shared with your team?
Most certainly. I talked about it, you know, when we started off getting ready for Arizona, coming out of the bye. I said, hey, it's been done before, so don't let anybody tell you can't do it. It's been done before, so let's get out there and do it. But, again, the approach has to be of taking one at a time. You know, as Scott talked about, you know, we are about to start off in the stretch. It's going to be a very difficult stretch, which I get. But, again, if we can match with these guys, I think we have every opportunity. So I look forward to the challenge of, you know, facing Kansas City.
I don't guess you studied what they did necessarily in reeling off 10 in a row, but what do you think the key is for your team's concern?
Oh, focusing on one at a time, more so than anything else. I think it's been a mantra I've used before with these guys, and we've been able to focus and not get ahead of ourselves. I think that the thing that does when you only worry about one at a time is that you're able to really put the emphasis on the things that need to be done to play this opponent. And then we'll worry about the next one.
Okay, I have a two-part question here for you. How much time is spent by you and the coaching staff on trips back to Charlotte doing film breakdown and self-scouting? And then second part, what did you see out of your two young cornerbacks yesterday?
Well, as far as, you know, when we travel, stuff like that, you know, anytime we're traveling, you know, credit our video team because as soon as the game's over, most of us, we either hand over our surface Pros or whatever they're called, our Microsoft tablets, and they load them for us. So then we get on the airplane and we're able to do our work, which is really cool to be able to have all that information right there where you need it. And, you know, like for me, I got on the airplane last night. Before we took off, I was asleep, and then probably two-thirds into it, I woke up, did my film review, was able to watch all three phases of the game in their entirety, take my notes, make my notes, and this morning got in, got an opportunity to review my notes, look at some of the clips that I noted, had an opportunity to review some of the things that some of us did. And so I think it's good in terms of being able to have that type of technology. I really do. I think it's a good product that they've developed for us. And again, as I said, credit our IT people and our video people for being able to do that for us in such a quick turnaround. And like I said before, we took off. Some of the guys had theirs, and they were already doing theirs. I kind of did mine in reverse. You know, I took my nap and then got up and did my work. As far as the corners are concerned, I thought they played the way we think they're capable of. I think they can play better. I thought Darryl Worley is really coming into his own because he's played consecutively, and you see it. As far as James was concerned, you saw some of the rust. You know, he made a couple of mistakes, a couple of things that didn't come as quickly as they are for Darryl right now because Darryl's been playing consecutively. But these are two young, exciting players for us that, you know, that I think do have bright futures. If we can keep them healthy and continue to help them grow, keep the pass rush doing the things that they're doing, I think we're going to be okay at that position. I really do.
Why has your pass rush over the last 2 weeks, 12 sacks, why has that improved so much?
Well, again, you know, I think part of it is just getting guys back on the field. You know, getting young guys on the field and having them develop. It's going to take a little bit of time before they hit their stride. I think some of it is has been the play of our offense. You know, you look at, we've been able to take leads, get leads early, and that allows you to do a few different things as well. So, you know, and again, you can't discount how important the running game has been. You know, I know we didn't, you know, quite tear it up in terms of rushing for 100 yards, but, I mean, it was a physical football game yesterday, and you had to have that type of mentality out there, and our running game, you know, has that type of mentality.
Anything different about Mario the last couple of weeks, or is it just the production that did finally come in?
I think it's one of those things. It's a unit based thing, you know. The coverage helps the rush helps the coverage. I think I also think though, you know, some of the blitz packages we put together, you know, Deshaun and the guys have put together have really helped and have featured some of Mario's abilities. I think that's you know, that's something that's helped. Some of the line stunts that Eric is coaching up and teaching, I think that's helped as well. So. It's not just been Mario that's been, I mean, you watched the play of Charles Johnson, who's been consistent all year. Coney had a good day yesterday. The front pushed very nicely. And the other guy's, you know, that's quietly done his job has been Wes. You know, he's come in and he's played solid at the right end for us. He gives us that presence in terms of a stout guy helping with the run. You know, I really do. I just think it's all kind of coming together now, and it's a good time for it to come together.
What do you like about bringing Coney off the bench?
I think it takes a little bit of the pressure, the expectations off of him. I think that's one thing. You know, with the expectations being high, I think he comes off the bench a little more fresh. I do know that he wants to be a starter. He's working to be a starter. He's doing everything he can. He's done some extra things in the last, you know, couple of weeks since we've made, you know, the decision. And it's just, you know, I think it's been good for him.
Yesterday, kind of the relief, getting that sack out of the way. Is
yes,
this...
getting off the schneid, I think, is huge because of the expectations. You know, people look at guys, oh, you should be getting this, you should be getting that. Not necessarily. Sometimes you start to develop a little bit of a reputation and the other team pays a little bit more attention to you. You know, and when everything's not in sync, sometimes it doesn't work either. So, you know, because we've been in sync, because, you know, we've been able to do that, it's been good.
His numbers are striking after October.
Yes.
For the first, why is that with some guys? Is there a reason for a pass rusher?
Not necessarily, but they're pretty much like takeaways. They do come in bunches sometimes, and some guys are like that. They get streaky, they get hot, and I think, you know, hopefully this is one of those things where Coney's going to get hot.
Rob, were you surprised to see Thomas get up that high in that interception, given all he's been through?
No, you know, we kid him because he is OLD, but he has that kind of athleticism. There's just some things about Thomas that we can't coach and we can't teach. And some of it's just his tremendous natural athletic ability. He read the play. He felt the play. It's one of those high lows where they're trying to get him to drive down underneath, and he just kept pushing, getting his depth, and at the right time he made his play on the ball. It was a nice boot action by them, and the tight end was running what we call a Seattle route, and he just got himself in position and made the play.
Shaq and Khalil, are those injuries that could be a couple more weeks?
We'll see. Like I said, I have not talked to RV about those guys. Or anybody, really. The only one I did is just so you guys know, Colin Jones is in the protocol, and we'll go from there as far as that's concerned. I know nothing else other than that.
You said you're going to change up practice this week as far as...
Yeah, now we're kind of in the second phase of the season, and we'll start, looking at doing things to continue to make sure our players are, are still sharp, but getting a little bit more rest. I mean, it's pretty grueling. And these last couple of weeks have been grueling for them. They've been, big-time games, good games, physical games, and we've just got to get ready.
You started doing that last year, two years ago.
Last year at this time. And in fact, I checked with our strength and conditioning, and this was the week we did it. So we'll do just like we did last year, and we'll start changing the way we do things.
You mentioned how the game's changed. How much has that changed since you were a player, and how do you think it's impacted the game?
Well, all I know is they use GPS now. We didn't use it back then. We just went out and practiced and did whatever we do. Today, it's, I get a report every day, as to how much activity is going on and all those kinds of things. And so we'll see. I mean, it's a relatively new way of coaching. You're learning a little bit more about that every day and how important it is in terms of trying to, watch after these guys. And it's interesting.
You think it's having an impact, though, as far as wear and tear on players, the way the game's played and later in the season?
I do. I'm not the best guy to talk about this stuff, but I do listen. I listen to what, the strength and conditioning, I listen to what the trainers have to tell me, the doctors. And so we last year we tried to do some of it, and I think it paid off, and we're growing and understanding a little bit more of it. There are some things also that you are concerned with, or we are concerned with, and that's the amount of practice time that we can get to help develop these younger guys. And that's the hard part too, because you do want to have a balance, because you want to make sure your younger guys are getting enough practice time. But at the same time, you also want to make sure the team and those younger guys are fresher down the stretch.
What do those reports look like? Are they measuring in miles or steps, like a Fitbit or...
That's probably a good way to put it. It's very, very similar to Fitbit. And of course, I don't have one, so I couldn't tell you.
Good.
All right.
You talked about the election a few times. Tomorrow's a big day.
Vote. Yeah. Please vote. Seriously. I mean, I've mentioned to our players about the importance of voting. I think it's one of our rights that we're all afforded. And so we need to take advantage of the opportunity to go out and vote and have a say in this election, because it's a very important election. There's a lot of important things that are going to be decided. More importantly is who's going to run this country and the direction, it's going to be taken. So we have to make sure we as American citizens exercise our right to vote. All right, cool. Thank you, guys. Thursday, expecting lunch.
For the food truck?
Yeah.